You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask a Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, and this is episode 575. Thanks guys for hanging out with us today. Hope you are having a fantastic week. We appreciate you being here.
Chances are you're having a better day than me, because I started off today with a speeding ticket. So if you did not get a speeding ticket today, then you're having a phenomenal day. So it is a good day, right?
Yeah, definitely. That sucks. Sorry to hear that. But as I understand it, the fees here in New Mexico are a lot less than what you might have paid back home.
Yeah, even if we were in Arizona, like it was 11 to 15 over category in Arizona is like $900, and here it's $100. And yeah, in Virginia, it's a couple thousand. What I wrote on Facebook was nothing like a speeding ticket to start your day. Only a matter of time, thanks to EcoBoost, and honestly, grateful it's only $100, because the same ticket would be thousands in Virginia.
So the moral of the story is, if you're going to get a ticket, get it in Albuquerque.
Yeah, seriously. Actually, I wonder if they were to up the price of speeding tickets, if it would help decrease crime, because there's a theory about...
Decrease crime? Huh, that's a big jump.
There's a theory that... when you control speeding tickets and traffic heavily, that it has a ripple effect on other crime.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Theory, study, is there a study behind that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. It's one that we studied in college. So cool. I think it's called community policing.
So very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, so we're sorry to hear that that happened to you. But
hey, whatever.
You know what? It's our. He took care of it. It's been paid.
I already paid it. I put it in the system before they did. So
right.
Oh, really? I should get credit for that.
$5 off.
Give me $20 off. Well, anyway, special thank you to you guys. Thank you for the reviews. Thank you for the reviews on the Part 107 study guide that is now available on Amazon. I really, really appreciate all those reviews, guys. It's definitely helping out a lot of people. I sent a signed copy to Jeff Clementi.
What for?
You know, because he's in public safety. He's an officer himself.
Oh,
and
cool.
He, you know, bought a drone for his department on his own dime.
Really?
And then he's like, well, maybe I'll make some money with it on the side. So he's been a cool dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wasn't asking why, like, criticizing. I was just curious what the story was. I think that's awesome.
Because you like stories?
Yeah. So, don't we all?
I think we all do.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, also special thank you to our sponsors, where if you want to hear stories about people who love Charky, who didn't like jerky, check out their Facebook page, facebook.com/Charky. But if you just want to try it yourself, because it is surprisingly good with only 4 ingredients, it's simply better than beef. So check it out yourself. Just go to amazon.com and search for Charky. That's Charki, or just go to charky.love. Yep, that's a website. Also, special thank you to our sponsor, videoblocks.com. If you're looking for copyright-free audio, video, motion graphics, templates, there are hundreds of thousands of things to choose from. And for 7 days, you can have access to it all for free. So check it out, videoblocks.com/drone you. All right, well, let's get to that question. I know a lot of you are anxious. What are we going to talk about today? What are we going to inspire you with? What are we going to motivate you with? Here we go.
Hey, Robin Paul. This is Ben from sunny Florida. I have a 107 related question for you. I am a 107 certified pilot, and I have a gig coming up where I could use some additional help. Now, I know 107 allows me to supervise an uncertified pilot, but does that preclude me from flying a drone on my own? I'm assuming it does with the whole one pilot, two drones thing, but I just thought I'd ask and seek some additional clarification. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Ben, for the question. It is a good one. Lots of folks out there that I think are looking to have somebody help them just as you are and wondering the same thing. And by the way, guys, if you have a question, don't forget to go to askadroneu.com and get your question in like Ben did. So what do you think about this, Paul?
It's a question actually that I feel like I get a lot, but not in the podcast. You know, hey, can if I let someone else fly, do I need to be there? Can I fly a drone myself? Long and the short of it is no. I know Rob has the law pulled up himself, so he can read it for us right now. Rob?
Yeah, let's check it out. This is right out of the 107 law, section 5.2.2. And so it says very, very specifically, a person who does not hold a remote pilot certificate or a remote pilot that has not met the recurrent testing training requirements of Part 107 may operate the SUAS under Part 107 as long as he or she is directly supervised by a remote PIC. And the remote PIC has the ability to immediately take direct control of the SUAS. Therefore,
there's the key statement.
Let's read that part again. As the remote PIC has the ability to immediately take direct control of the SUAS. The important statement.
Yes. Meaning you've got to be there with him. Mm-hmm. You've got to be able to walk over and literally grab the remote out of their hands.
Right. So obviously if you're supervising and flying, then you're stuck.
That's not going to work.
That won't work.
Yeah. So I think we just answered that question rather succinctly.
So, okay, we got to give him more than that.
No, I mean, I think it's really simple. Like, I don't know. Why beat around the bush? Like, if you're a 107 pilot, you can definitely let someone else fly your drone as long as you are able to take over control in an emergency situation, which I almost caused by spilling my coffee on my computer.
So, I guess to me, it begs the question, why would you even be in that situation if you're not going to be able to do anything else anyways? Why not just be the one flying?
Yeah. maybe someone is on the business side of the business and they're not the drone person.
True.
I mean, look at Rocky Mountain Unmanned Systems, right? John is clearly the drone guy.
Yep.
You know, Chad is there with him and Chad is slowly developing his skills. Mm-hmm. And then they have the business side, you know, just like Drone U, you know, like mm-hmm. I'm the one who goes out and tries the new drones and flies around and does the jobs. And you're the bean counter.
Thank you very much.
I only said that because last time I called you a CPA, you said it's bean counter.
Oh, right.
So for everyone who's like, man, he is such a like, no. If I don't call Rob a bean counter, I now get in trouble. So
I would consider it a term of endearment. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Hey, man, if I could count beans like you, I would be in much better shape. So all I got to say is I have never seen someone use a calculator like Rob. And that is true. That is such a true statement.
That's my legacy.
I'm sure you hear me like on my computer all the time. Imagine that sound on a calculator with only 10 buttons. Like seriously.
So
it's the one-handed magic that I promise you is the fastest dance with one hand you've ever seen.
You know what's interesting about that? Well, maybe not, but you're going to hear it anyways. Is the real trick for somebody who's an accountant who's dealing with numbers all day is if you're right-handed to be able to do that with your left hand. Or you can see the efficiency that comes out through. You're welcome for that little tidbit.
Wow.
Right. And then obviously vice versa. So
I'm guessing the whole one-handed taking over control and one-handed on a calculator probably isn't going to work for the FAA, is it?
Ooh, no, I'm pretty
sure. Can't do your books and fly at the same time?
No. That's too much.
On that bombshell, guys, that quick and easy podcast is going to do it for us today. Hope you enjoy flying. Go out there, share this podcast with someone who may find it useful. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And that was the quickest podcast we've ever recorded. Thank you.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.